Welcome to Radio Free Bartlesville. Today, in A Problem of Their Own Making, we're going to go back to the beginning. And we might as well use Genesis 1, 25 through 27. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. The image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. That, of course, is the King James Version of the Bible that is favored by many in this particular state of Oklahoma. I do enjoy reading an alternate version, and again, basically the same thing. And God made the savage beasts according to their kind, and the cattle according to their kind, and all of the reptiles according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, quote, Let us make man in our image and likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals and reptiles that crawl upon the earth, end quote. God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. 5,000 years of hegemony. And we are watching that 27th verse of chapter 1 be ballied about. And hats off to the ladies over at IHIP. Would love to have a chat with them at one time or another. But we have to ask the question, what kind of male and female were we talking about 5,000 years ago? And the answer is actually fairly simple. There's a word for it. It's called phenotype. This is the outward expression of genetics, eye color, hair color, skin color. All examples of phenotypical expression. But I have to ask the question, have you ever seen an animal with two different color eyes? Or a person with heterochromia? These expressions aren't quote-unquote normal, but they are certainly within the scope of design. They do occur. And how a society respects and works with people with such obvious differences is rather important. I mention heterochromia because it is an obvious representation of an individual that carries not one, but two genetic lines. This is a human chimera. As fate would have it, human chimeras are probably a lot more common than you can visually determine by looking at someone's eye color. There was a Dutch sprinter by the name of Fioke Dilemma, who was expelled from the 1950 national team after refusing a mandatory sex test. Later investigations revealed a Y chromosome in her body cells. The analysis showed she was probably a 46XX/46XY mosaic female. There was also another runner by the name of Semenya Castor, who was discovered to have internal testes. But phenotypically, she was female. with chimerism having a range of effects, including messing up someone's application for public assistance. We go to the 2002 case of Lydia Fairchild, who was denied public assistance in Washington state when DNA evidence appeared to show that she was not the mother of her children. She failed a maternity test. Her third child was born under observation of a sworn officer of the court. That genetic test did not match. After finding a very sensitive part of the body that did match the child, the state prosecution of her for fraud was dropped. All right, now we can see that chimerism can cause whoopsies to occur, bulldozing the courts and holding them to very strict interpretations that are 5,000 years old might not be the best idea. Now, considering the current administration, it's worth a gander at the petroleum industry, namely plastics. And there's a lot of plastics research happening in Bartlesville, in the other county. It's over in Osage County. They wouldn't do that here, but I don't know why. Maybe just ran out of room. Phthalates. These are wonder chemicals. They're esters of phthalic acid, and they're used as plasticizers. They increase the flexibility, transparency, and durability, particularly of PVC, polyvinyl chloride, plastic, sandwich bags, food containers, cosmetics, all benefit from these enhancements. Now, phthalates are oily. They're insoluble in water. But how do we ingest lipids? They're oily. They're insoluble in water. Our body has a mechanism that works well with lipids and that works just as well with phthalates. One of the things that has been discovered about phthalates, a large number of them, BPA is the big baddie, but there are a number of others that are still in use in mixtures today. And these are estrogenic and androgen antagonists. So, gee, if there are phthalates in vitro during gestation, we might have a slight overexpression of female characteristics or an underdevelopment of male characteristics. Now, we really don't have a lot of data on this. Of course, there are those that would like to take a very close look at this. I jest, of course. We have been seeing, over time, what appears to be the feminization of men. Maybe, just maybe, this use of phthalates and the lack of definitive diagnostic work on their effects on the human body, on the human endocrine system, we might just make that connection simply because of the absence of the evidence. And sometimes that's where you need to look, is where there is no apparent evidence. One often finds certain very strong bonds in such places. So, not at all a conspiracy theory. We do know that this effect does exist. And we know that the petroleum industry is responsible for plastics and plasticizers. And perhaps, as the petroleum industry is elevated to a new level of economic freedom, we may end up with even more interesting outcomes many years down the pike. But that doesn't change the fact that people do exist and that brains and bodies sometimes develop in opposite directions. They may not be exactly what we like, but go back to Genesis. Where in those three verses do we see dominion over men or other men? And it is for this reason that a small fraction of our population is being demonized and classified as less than men, so that dominion may be expressed under the terms of the Bible. Good head scratcher there, right? Yeah. Well, look. Intersex births reported by the World Health Organization account for approximately 2% of all births. In the United States, the reported rate is 1%, half of the worldwide rate. Now, that's enough of a discrepancy that I have to ask the question, is there something going on that reduces that count by about half? And the answer is yes. In certain states, such as Oklahoma, birth defects may be corrected at infancy. Surgery may be performed to correct certain birth defects. It's right in Resolution 613. And yeah, I remember the number because I read it. Well, if parents and children of adolescents are prohibited from engaging in certain types of treatments, what would permit the doctors and parents to do essentially the same thing on a newborn? This is a red flag. This is, we're going to have our cake and we're going to eat it too. I believe they need to go further. And we, as a society, can take a lesson from many of the other cultures that inhabit Northeast Oklahoma, where everyone had honor. There was a place for them. There were even special names. And in fact, those that were born different often ended up becoming medicine men, medicine women, shaman, seers, those that help direct what society will do. And the reason for that is that they had the ability to see both sides of the argument. So there is value in people that are different from the stereotypical binary normality that is being foisted upon us over and over again, when the reality is different. So I'll follow this up with one final 1% category. Red-haired people. And if you believe that it would be okay to pass a law that does anything to red-haired people, I'm sorry, but that needs to be fixed. I say that would be unacceptable. And if it's unacceptable for red-haired people, it's unacceptable for the LGBTQ community, and it's unacceptable for anyone who was born different and chooses to express who they are. Because that, my friends, is the pursuit of happiness. Thank you for listening. Great wishes and great hopes, prayers, and everything else that you need to get through the next day or two. Until we meet again, this has been Radio Free Bartlesville, brought to you by Dendritics.